One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America the Most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America, he's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Patriots, welcome back to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show where the truth stands taller than a Texas flagpole and brighter than a 4th of July sparkler. Let me tell you, folks, the world is on fire. And not just because of the global warming hoax the liberals keep pushing on us. No, no. The real fire is burning at the heart of this great nation. And it's up to people like you and me to fan those flames of freedom. Now, before we dive into today's main topic, and trust me, it's a doozy, I want to talk about something I saw in the news this morning. You might want to sit down for this because it's almost too ridiculous to believe. Apparently, the good folks over at a library in some town, I won't say the name because I don't want you looking it up and losing your lunch, have decided to hold a progressive book club. Sounds harmless, right? Wrong. The book they're reading isn't about patriotism or family values or even some heartwarming story about a bald eagle saving a little boy. No, it's called Reimagining Borders, a global approach to community. Just let that sink in. Borders. Reimagined. Global community. Does that sound like America to you? Because to me, it sounds like they're one step away from handing over the Constitution to the United Nations and replacing our American flags with those weird rainbow-colored globes. Patriots, we are losing the war of ideas right in our own libraries. They've turned our sacred houses of learning into breeding grounds for leftist propaganda. And the worst part? Our tax dollars are funding this nonsense. I don't know about you, but I didn't work my fingers to the bone and pay hard-earned money in taxes just to have some librarian named Schuyler or Rain ruin everything George Washington fought for. But it gets worse. Oh, yes, it always does. I read the list of books they're planning to discuss, and let me tell you, it's a rogue's gallery of woke garbage. There's one about dismantling traditional family structures, because apparently moms and dads are too heteronormative now. And another about climate justice, whatever that means. But the cherry on this un-American sundae is a little number titled Borders are just lines. We drew a love letter to global citizenship. Can you believe that? A love letter to global citizenship. Call me crazy, but I thought love letters were supposed to be for things like freedom, democracy, and Ronald Reagan. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Blake, it's just a book club. What harm can it do? Patriots, let me remind you that revolutions don't start with guns. They start with ideas, bad ideas. And if we let these people fill our libraries with trash like this, it's only a matter of time before they're rewriting history to make the founding fathers look like villains instead of heroes. So here's what I've decided to do. I'm going to take a stand. This week, our local library is hosting a similar book club meeting, and I've got a little surprise in store for them. I'm going to crash that meeting and introduce them to a real American classic, The Art of the Deal. That's right, folks. If they want to talk about borders, they can start with Trump's border policies. If they want to talk about community, they can learn about the deals that made America great. But wait, there's more. I've also written up a little pamphlet of my own titled Why America is the Greatest Nation Ever. It's a quick read, just 20 pages, but it covers all the basics: faith, freedom, and why you should always respect the Second Amendment. I'll be handing those out free of charge because, unlike the woke mob, I don't believe in pushing an agenda for profit. I believe in truth. Patriots, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure how this is going to go. I expect resistance. I expect eye rolls, scoffs, and maybe even a few angry librarians. But that's the price of defending what's right. And if I have to stand alone in that book club meeting, armed only with my pamphlets and my unshakable belief in America, so be it. This isn't just a pop-in, say-my-piece kind of deal. Oh, no. This is a full-on operation, a mission. And like any great mission, it requires precision, preparation, and just the right amount of flair. Let me walk you through the strategy I've put together for my infiltration of this so-called book club. First, the snacks. Now, I know what you're thinking. Blake, snacks? Really? Yes, snacks. Because nothing says, I'm here to contribute to the conversation, like showing up with a tray of American-themed cookies. I've already placed an order with the bakery. Sugar cookies shaped like bald eagles, stars, and the outline of the great state of Texas. And because I'm not leaving anything to chance, I've made sure each cookie is frosted in red, white, and blue. Subtle? No. Effective? You bet. Then, there's the pamphlet distribution. I've printed 50 copies of Why America is the Greatest Nation Ever, each one lovingly stapled and featuring a full-color image of me standing in front of my nativity scene from last month. I figure if they don't read the words, at least they'll see what a true patriot looks like. These will be handed out at the start of the meeting, along with a brief explanation of why I felt compelled to broaden their horizons. Finally, the pièce de résistance, the eagle statue. Now, I'm not bringing my full-sized yard eagle. Let's not be ridiculous. But I've got a smaller version, about 2 feet tall, perfect for setting up on a library table. It's not just a decoration. It's a statement, a symbol of the freedom they've clearly forgotten about. The day of the book club meeting arrived, and I was ready. Armed with my cookies, pamphlets, and eagle statue, I walked into the library feeling like George Washington crossing the Delaware. The librarian at the front desk gave me a suspicious look, but said nothing as I breezed past her and made my way to the community room where the meeting was being held. When I walked in, the scene was about what I expected. A dozen people sitting in a circle, sipping herbal tea and discussing reimagining borders. A global approach to community. The leader of the group, a wiry man in a cardigan who looked like he hadn't smiled since the Reagan administration, was holding the book up like it was the Bible. "Excuse me," I said, setting my tray of cookies on the table with a dramatic flourish. "I couldn't help but overhear that you're discussing borders tonight. and I thought I might offer a different perspective. The room fell silent. All eyes were on me, and for a moment, I could tell they didn't know whether to kick me out or let me speak. The group leader cleared his throat. "This is a private meeting," he said, his voice dripping with condescension. "Who are you?" "I'm Blake Winchester," I said, pulling a pamphlet from my bag and holding it up like a torch of liberty. "Patriot, defender of truth, and someone who believes that borders aren't just lines we drew. They're the backbone of civilization." The group leader sighed. "Mr. Winchester, we're discussing a specific book tonight. If you haven't read it..." "I've read enough," I interrupted, pulling out the eagle statue and placing it in the center of the table. "And I know what books like this are trying to do. They're trying to erase everything that makes this country great." A woman near the back raised her hand timidly. "I don't think that's what the book is about," she said. "It's about finding common ground and working together." "Working together?" I said, letting out a laugh. "Lady, if the founding fathers had tried to find common ground, we'd still be drinking tea and singing God Save the King. Borders are about strength, independence, freedom." I handed out my pamphlets as I spoke, weaving through the group like a preacher delivering a sermon. Most people took them reluctantly, glancing at the cover before setting them aside. A few tried to hand them back, but I wouldn't take no for an answer. "Look at this eagle," I said, gesturing to the statue. "Do you think he cares about global communities?" "No. He's an American eagle, and he stands for freedom, plain and simple." The group leader pinched the bridge of his nose. "Mr. Winchester, I'm going to have to ask you to leave." "Leave?" I said, genuinely shocked. "I came here to help you see the light, and you want to kick me out? Is this how you treat different perspectives? So much for tolerance." At this point, things started to get tense. One woman got up and walked out, muttering something about needing a drink. Another man tried to engage me in a debate, but I could tell his heart wasn't in it. The group leader, meanwhile, was on his phone, likely calling the librarian to report me. That's when I decided to go for broke. "Ladies and gentlemen," I said, raising my arms like Moses parting the Red Sea, "you don't have to like me. You don't even have to agree with me. But you owe it to yourselves and to this great nation to hear the truth. Books like Reimagining Borders are a poison, and I'm here to offer the antidote." As I spoke, I noticed the librarian and a security guard entering the room. They looked at me, then at the eagle statue, then at the tray of cookies I'd brought. I could see the exasperation in their eyes, but I didn't care. This wasn't about them. This was about America. The guard approached me cautiously. "Sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave the premises." I stood my ground. "Not until I've finished my piece." "Sir," the guard said, his tone firmer now, "if you don't leave, we'll have to call the police." I glanced around the room at the bewildered faces of the book club members, at the pamphlets scattered across the table, at the eagle statue standing defiantly in the center. I knew when I was beaten, but I also knew this wasn't the end. As I gathered my things and walked out, escorted by the guard, I turned back to the group one last time. "You may not understand now," I said, my voice heavy with conviction, "but someday you'll thank me. Someday you'll realize that I was right." With that, I left the library, my head held high, because even in defeat, patriots, I knew I'd done the right thing. The truth had been spoken, and sometimes that's all you can do. Let me tell you something. You can eject a patriot from a building, but you can't eject the truth from his heart. So instead of sulking about it like some soy-drinking hipster, I did what any true American would do. I took matters into my own hands. I created an alternative. I built a solution. And thus, Blake's Patriot Reading Corner was born. Now you might ask, Blake, what exactly is a patriot Reading Corner? Great question, folks. It's a beacon of light in a world darkened by woke agendas. A place where anyone, yes, even the misguided, can come to learn the real stories that made this country great. Think of it as a mobile library, but instead of being run by latte-sipping librarians, it's run by me, a man who knows the Constitution better than his own reflection. I set up shop in Liberty Park. Appropriate name, don't you think? I brought a folding table, a few lawn chairs, and a collection of true American classics. The Art of the Deal, 1776, a biography of Ronald Reagan, and, of course, my own pamphlet, Why America is the Greatest Nation Ever. I even added a Bible for good measure because, as I've always said, you can't have freedom without faith. To really draw in the crowd, I set up a little display featuring my miniature bald eagle statue. God bless that bird. And an American flag I borrowed from Brenda's closet. Don't worry, folks. I'll return it when she decides to come back home. If she doesn't, well, it's mine now. The first day was slow, I won't lie. The people of Liberty Park didn't exactly flock to the truth like I'd hoped. I had one gentleman stop by, not to browse the books, but to ask if I had a permit for my setup. A permit for reading. Can you believe that? I told him permits are for bureaucrats and Marxists, and he walked away shaking his head. His loss. Then there was the woman who stopped to admire the bald eagle statue. For a moment, I thought I had a convert. She looked genuinely interested until she asked if the eagle was for sale. It's not about money, I told her. It's about freedom. She left without saying another word. Clearly not a patriot. By mid-afternoon, things started looking up. A group of kids wandered over, drawn by my patriotic cookies. Yes, I brought the cookies back. Why mess with success? They didn't seem too interested in the books, but I figured it was a start. I began explaining the concept of freedom to them, using the eagle statue as a visual aid. They stared at me blankly for a few minutes before running off to the playground. Kids these days, huh? But here's where it gets interesting. Just as I was starting to pack up for the day, I noticed a squirrel climbing onto my table. At first I thought, great, even nature recognizes the value of freedom. But then, this furry little thief grabbed one of my pamphlets and bolted. That's right, patriots. A squirrel tried to steal the truth. Now, I could have let it go. But what kind of patriot would I be if I let misinformation spread unchecked? I chased that squirrel through Liberty Park, yelling, "Come back here, you woke rodent!" It was a sight to behold. Me, sprinting with a pamphlet in one hand, and the eagle statue in the other, determined to reclaim what was mine. The chase led me straight into a yoga class that had set up on the grass. Picture this, a dozen people in downward dog, suddenly interrupted by yours truly barreling through like Paul Revere on a mission. I might have knocked over a water bottle or two, but sacrifices have to be made in the name of truth. The squirrel finally dropped the pamphlet near the park fountain. As I bent to pick it up, I heard someone say, "Is this a joke?" I looked up to see a man in a tie-dye shirt holding one of my books, the 1776. He'd wandered over to my table while I was chasing the squirrel. At last, I thought, a chance to convert someone. "It's not a joke," I said, puffing out my chest. "It's history, real history." "Yeah, but it's not really diverse, is it?" he said, flipping through the pages. "Diverse?" I repeated, incredulous. "It's the history of America. What's more diverse than that?" We debated for a few minutes. Well, I debated. He mostly rolled his eyes and made snide comments. But by the end, I could tell he wasn't convinced. He left, muttering something about narrow perspectives. Another lost soul. By the time I packed up and left the park, I'll admit, I was feeling a little disheartened. The turnout hadn't been great. The squirrel incident was humiliating, and my one real interaction had ended in a tie-dye-wearing defeat. But as I loaded my books and eagle statue into the truck, I reminded myself of something important. The fight for freedom isn't easy. It's not supposed to be. If it were, everyone would be doing it. The fact that I was out there trying meant something. It meant that I was making a difference, even if the world wasn't ready to see it yet. Patriots, let me tell you something. Not every battle ends with a parade in your honor. Sometimes the victories are quieter, smaller. They're not the kind of wins that make headlines or trend on social media, but they matter all the same. After a week of running my Patriot Reading Corner, I'll admit the results weren't exactly what I'd hoped for. Sure, I had a few curious passers-by, a handful of kids who stopped for cookies, and a squirrel that may or may not be an agent of the woke agenda. But as the days wore on, it became clear that Liberty Park wasn't ready for the kind of intellectual awakening I was offering. The final straw came last Saturday, when I arrived at the park to set up and found a city notice taped to the bench I'd been using. It was an official cease and desist order, claiming my setup violated local regulations. Regulations for reading books in a public park. Apparently someone, Mrs. Thompson, if you're listening, I know it was you, had filed a formal complaint. I stared at that notice for a long time. Patriots. Part of me wanted to rip it down and carry on as usual, defying the bureaucratic nonsense that sought to silence me. But another part of me, the pragmatic, eagle-eyed visionary that I am, knew it was time to move on. Not because they'd won, but because the fight was bigger than Liberty Park, bigger than pamphlets and cookies and miniature eagle statues. As I packed up my table for the last time, a young boy approached me. He couldn't have been more than 10 years old, and he was holding one of my pamphlets, Why America is the Greatest Nation Ever. He looked up at me and said, "Is this really true about the founding fathers?" I knelt down to his level, put a hand on his shoulder, and said, "Absolutely, kid, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise." He nodded, clutching the pamphlet like it was a treasure map, and ran off to join his friends. That moment, patriots, that fleeting moment made it all worth it. Because if even one person walks away from my efforts with a clearer understanding of freedom, then I've done my job. As I drove home, I reflected on the week's events, the defeats, the triumphs, the unexpected encounters with wildlife. It was all part of the journey. And while the Patriot Reading Corner may be on hiatus, my mission is far from over. There are other parks, other communities, other places where the truth needs to be told. When I got home, I placed the eagle statue back in its rightful spot on the mantle. Brenda still wasn't back, but that was okay. I wasn't doing this for her or for the HOA or the tie-dye skeptics at the park. I was doing it for America. So to all of you out there listening, I say this: never give up, never back down. Even when the odds are stacked against you, even when the world refuses to see the light, keep fighting, because freedom is worth it. Truth is worth it. And one day, they'll thank us. Until next time, patriots, keep the faith and keep the fight alive. This is Blake Winchester, signing off.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.